ones.
Yes, the slide for Vladik will help you. Okay, we have with us Sam. Yeah.
Yes.
Sam is not a member of the Aarrestek Sami Fam.
I'm not.
Sam has taken over the Aarrestek Sami Fam project.
Absolutely.
So, Sam,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All participants are now muted.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. Today was essentially just a quick update as to where we are with the project and perhaps inform you as to what the project even is, what our intentions are moving forward and what we're currently working on. So essentially, as Rita alluded to, I've taken over the responsibility of the project, but our colleague in Asia Oceania, Erica, who may have been in touch with you previously, she is still going to be very much dealing with the day-to-day, getting in contact with various people and dealing with those sorts of things. So what essentially is the project, if you're not aware, or perhaps as a reminder, the aim is to sort of achieve an accurate picture of the use of the IFRS taxonomy around the jurisdictions that we have. It sort of fits within the wide project to deal with the jurisdictional profiles. It's available on the website. We currently have 19 jurisdictions that have provided us with information along these lines. And you can find it under the use of IFRS around the world on the website. What we're doing currently, we have a third batch that we'd like to release. It's currently going through our editorial processes at the moment, and Erica put that together. Recently, she sent out questionnaires to contacts that she'd received within different jurisdictional profiles. And we've received information back from Bulgaria, Chile, Israel, Sweden, and Indonesia to produce a full profile of ours. And we've received filing information from Finland, Poland, and South Africa, which we'll also update on the website. Following that, we'd look to update the information that we have already, because now the information we have for the jurisdictions of the 19 countries is a couple of years old now, so there's scope to update that, which Erica is very much on top of. And then moving even further into the future, our ambition with this project is to sort of bring it into line as much as possible with the wider project on the jurisdictional profiles, obtain as much information as possible from the jurisdictions around the world that is actually using the IFRS taxonomy. And that's particularly why I'm speaking to you today, is perhaps because you'll be able to help us in this endeavour, particularly to inform us of which jurisdictions are thinking about moving in that direction, and also to help us reach out to appropriate contacts to ensure that we're getting accurate information from the right people. And that's essentially everything I had to update on today. I'm very happy to field any questions either now or if you would like to get in contact in the future.
All participant lines are now unmuted.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam. So I think we talked to you already in the past about the IFRS taxonomy filing profiles. So it's really to give the IFRS Foundation a better idea, okay, how are financial statements being exchanged, delivered, and where do they use technology, and where do they use the taxonomy, and how they're using the taxonomy. So Sam mentioned a few countries we have already, countries we are working in. But again, it's a little bit of a plea for help. So if you know any other countries that Sam that are not on our website, or that Sam has not mentioned, which you are in contact with, and or of which you are aware they are planning to use the taxonomy, then please let us know, because we have to handle quite a lot of countries and we cannot always be up to date. Does anyone have any comments, remarks, or questions on this topic?
Hello, this is Kate. Can I ask one question?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So this is this any changes or the continuous projects that we know as a jurisdiction profile? Because today's the slide says it is IFRS taxonomy filing profile. Is this any change to your planning to new project, more focus on the taxonomy usage? Because in my understanding, is the jurisdiction profile more broader issue, like the timing of the financial statements and also the electronic disclosure and everything included. So the, how you plan to, why you are calling now is IAPA taxonomy filing profile?
So this is a specific addition to the wider project on the jurisdictional profiles, and you're absolutely right. The wider profiles project is a far more broader scope. But over the last couple of years, this project has developed in addition to that, and we gain more specific information about the use of taxonomy specifically across the jurisdictions in which we've received information from. So if you do have any information that would be of use to us to be an addition to the jurisdictional profiles project and specifically the taxonomy profiles project, that's our plea to you today.
Okay, just time to make sure I understood myself.
Yeah,
so we have the jurisdiction profiles,
yes,
which is more on the use of the IAPA standards, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then we have like what we call the filing profiles project.
Absolutely.
And in the past, Chibi indeed called that the filing profiles project, which is really talking more about the use of electronic filing, how information is exchanged. Now within the filing profile project, we have now made a distinction between a full profile, which means that someone gives you information about not only how information is exchanged, but also if they use the taxonomy. Many regulators or many organizations will use some kind of electronic reporting, like, for instance, HTML or PDF online, but may not necessarily use structured electronic reporting like the IAPA taxonomy. To also gather information about this kind of jurisdiction, we call, we say that that's a partial profile. So you really give you information about how IAPA financial statement is exchanged, how it is communicated, but that does not give information about how the IAPA taxonomy is used, because many regulators are still not using the taxonomy. That's the distinction. I hope that makes it a little bit clearer, Chief.
Okay. So that now you want the more focus on the IFRS taxonomy, usage of IFRS taxonomy. So that how you are planning, if I can continue to ask you, how you're planning, for example, the more the technical usage or the what kind of information are you planning to collect?
I think maybe best to do after this time, if you don't mind following up with Chief, give Chief an example of like a questionnaire or an example of a full profile and say, okay, this is the profile with the kind of information we're looking for, and this is what we're looking for, IAPA taxonomy. And then Chief, once you receive that, if you have any further questions, please contact me or Sam, and we could even discuss it again over a phone call if you need anything further.
I
can't recall all the questions anymore. I just know it at a general level.
Yeah, it's quite a
specific
Some questions
are
more focused on taxonomy, some questions are more general. But the exact questions, please don't ask me anymore. Okay. Any further comments, remarks?
It's John. I have one for Sam. So, any timelines? But what are you? When are you hoping to wrap this up? Does it line up with the timing or the jurisdictional project
side? It's sort of an endless project, really. to be perfectly honest, but where the filing profiles specifically are concerned, so the third batch we're looking to publish by the end of this year. And just a reminder, that's the full profile for Bulgaria, Chile, Israel, Sweden and Indonesia, filing profile for Finland, Poland and South Africa. So that will come out at the end of this year. We'll then look to update the information of the existing profiles that we have. And then moving into 2018, we're going to try and extend as much as possible and obtain more information from jurisdictions that we know have moved to the IFRS taxonomy. Where the wider profiles project is concerned, it's very difficult to pinpoint an end because the usage is constantly changing, and our monitoring of that is changing as well. So it's hard to sort of pinpoint an end to the project until we have every jurisdiction on planet Earth essentially.
It's more of a rural initiative than a project. Is there anything that does like a gap analysis between the two? So these are the guys that have adopted IFRS, these are the guys using Profile, here's the ones that have IFRS as a standard, but are not doing any filing. Is there any overlap between two, anything like that that is intended to come up?
So that is something that we're going to look to do next year as we gain, and we've spoken about this, haven't we, Rita, as we gain more information from different jurisdictions as well, to sort of analyse which jurisdictions are moving in that direction and then drawing comparisons between the two. And having more information on the website about that is something, because there's not a huge amount of comparison between the two at the moment, and that's definitely a direction that we've mentioned moving into.
Okay. Thank you, Sam. John, before we conclude, I just want to introduce the members also to one other board member who has joined the IFRS Taxonomy Review Panel. That is Tom Scott. And Tom, do you just mind saying 1 minute, introduce yourself?
Tom Scott, I'm joining the board April 1st. I'm from Canada, mostly academic, although I worked a long time with the Canadian Accounting Standards Board. And I'm looking forward to working with the taxonomy group.
Thank you, Tom. And in the meantime, is Susan, I don't want to put you on the spot, but in the meantime, is Susan from Workiva, has she joined us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Susan. Susan, do you mind?
Okay, sorry. I've been here, but I couldn't seem to get off of mute, so sorry about that.
No problem.
So, hello, everyone.
Susan,
yeah, I'm Susan Yaz. I'm an accountant from the US, the CPA. I've been involved in XBRL a little over 10 years now, starting was involved with a voluntary filing program for Microsoft, some of the first filings that came into the SEC. I went to the SEC in 2009, and I was there for 4 years as an associate chief accountant to help stand up the XBRL program there. And I'm now with Workiva, a software company that helps filers create those XBRL filings. And I'm very pleased and excited to be a part of this group.
Thank you very much, Susan.
Thank you, Susan. Rita, anything more from the staff or will we wrap up?
I think we are done talking, John.
Okay, good. Anything more from any of the members? Anybody on the call?
Thank you very much for your good work.
Thank you, John.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I think that's it, Rita. Thanks from the team. Thanks to the team for the work as well. If there's nothing else, I think we can wrap it up.
Thank you. And talk to you in November. We will have an auto call. We will have an auto call in November. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us.